Om Shanti. Very, very welcome here in the hall and everyone online, wherever you are in the world. We are going to be witnessing a very, very special session, a yoga dialogue between two very special yogis. It's a love story, a love for God. And it's with our dear Sister Sona. Sister Sona is 38 years with Baba. She was born in India and lived in several countries, at the moment based in Abu Dhabi. And she is a very, very powerful soul. She's a wonderful organizing talent of Baba. And with a lot of love for Gyan and Yoga, making things very, very practical. And our dear brother Eric is over 40 years in Gyan. He's born in France and based in Canada, Montreal, the national coordinator of Canada he is. And he has a very loving, romantic relationship with God. I can hear that when he is in Avyakti Parivar every week. He has flowers and a lot of laughter. So, let's enjoy this love story. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So this is a very experimental and new session for both of us, and probably for you as well. This is going to be a journey. A journey, but also our love stories. It will be in a form of a meditative dialogue or conversation between two souls. And one soul is going to remember the path, the journey, the aspirations, the dreams. That soul could be also seen as a seeker. It would be the voice of a soul trying to remember. And then there will be the voice of another soul who went through the journey and has now reached the destination. The heart is merged. The soul is lost in the experience. So both souls will be having a conversation. And at the same time, you will be experiencing your own love story. And you will see how love has always been in the soul. How love will always be part of our journey and part of the destination. So I remember a long time ago, I could see the world in turmoil. I could be angry when I saw how humankind was losing its dignity. And I didn't know what to do. I wanted to love people, but I couldn't. As if that love was not able to emerge in the heart. And yet, looking at the world, I knew that What was needed was love. I could feel the calling of so many begging for love, searching for love, singing songs of love. But yet, my heart couldn't generate that love.
And then I remembered that somewhere deep within me, there is a well of love. A very deep well. This love is not like a fountain. Sometimes you see it and sometimes you don't. It's a well that is full of unlimited love. Unchangeable love. A love whose vision only sees that you are mine, my brother, my sister, my family. You may not know yourself as love. Because you are lost and confused. But I see you using my eyes of love. And so I dig so deep that I become that well of love. And no matter what you do, all that emerges is a feeling of a love that embraces you.
And it's only when I met souls like that, who were the embodiment of love. The day I met Dadi Prakashmani, she came with grace, like the whole universe was visible in her eyes. the gentle smile, the brightness of her eyes. I knew it was love. And I knew this was the love I was searching for. I could feel it was a love for the world. It was a love so big, so strong. So I had the thought that I wanted to become like that. But how can I love the whole world? How can love stay in my heart all the time? And for years and years, I was watching that love. The love we find here in Madhuban. The love we see in God. And the more I was trying to love, the more I realized I don't have to try. I just wanted to be with love, spend time with love, and most importantly, I knew I had to allow love to enter my heart. I knew it was more about letting go and surrendering than trying to love. So I was looking for that love. And I wonder sometimes if it's not love who found me.
I found love. And love found me. And in that moment, I realized that's all that I am at my core. The heart so expanded, the heart so clean, that there is only a feeling of giving love. And love changes every thought, every feeling, my vision, my aura. Everything painted with love. And that love becomes a magnet. As I look out on the world, saying, I love you to every human being. We belong. Then every soul is pulled into this embrace of love. And I, the angel of love, help you become an angel too. Because love creates love. So I, this angel of love, bring love wherever my eyes look. Bring love to whatever my thoughts touch. And because I am love, I leave the impression of love. Wherever I go, there is only love for all.
Yes, I heard about those angels of love. They told me about the capacity to love everyone. And I even wondered if one day I would become one of them. But then I had to look at myself. And as if I was standing in front of a mirror, I had this question. Do I really love myself? How is it to love myself? And I realized at that time that maybe I will not be able to love everyone if first I don't love myself. And even if God was telling me how perfect He could see me, looking into the mirror, I couldn't see that perfection. I could see a lot of mistakes, doubts. How do I love myself when I see so many weaknesses? When the journey seems so long, the destination so far. How do I love myself? So I looked into the depth of the soul, just asking myself, what is there in the soul to love? I can recognize the speciality, the qualities of the soul. But can it truly be love for the self? And how do I keep my purity in that love? How do I stay humble in loving the self? And I came many, many times in front of that mirror, searching for that love, the love that sees itself in a mirror.
I gently reflect on this beautiful journey that I've been on. It's the greatest story of all time. The perfect being. Being of love. And as I see the way my journey has evolved, right to this moment, the intention behind every action and every thought has always been to come back to love. The entire journey was looking for that greatest love, and so I appreciate how everything I've done was actually walking on a path towards love. Everything I called a mistake was actually a learning taking me towards love. And every space of emptiness that I call the weakness was just a space available to be filled with more love. So I value every step I've taken along the way. I value I, the traveler. The traveler of love. And in valuing myself, I also remember how much value Baba places on me. How he sees me. He knows that there is no one more lovable than the one who finds love. Who finds love and becomes love. And so I don't need to love myself. I just become it. Fill every crack with love. Every space in the soul. Absorbs this love.
Indeed, it is a long journey. And what's really changed was the day I learned to see deeper. I understood that before loving myself, I would need to rediscover myself. The true self. And maybe I was not using the right mirror. I was using a mirror that could only see the surface. I realized only God could give me the mirror that would allow to see deeper to the core of the soul. I didn't have to love what I was seeing, but how to love who I was, and not just in one time, one birth, but I had to see the whole story of the soul. So in my search for loving the self, I started to dance with God. He made me turn and spin, look around, see the past, see the present, see the future. He kept whispering in my ears, "You are a deity. You are so pure. And you're becoming that again." It was like a song, like a dance. I had to forget the limitations of the soul, and I had to remember how to see the soul exactly the way God sees it. It was not easy. I kept seeing the mistakes, the faults, the weaknesses. But every time, I could also see Baba's hand just inviting me to dance again. He would tell me, "Forget about what you see. Just come and dance with me. Let's turn around and spin again. See the whole story. Don't get trapped in the scenes." And I think maybe it's only in God's arms that I did learn to love myself as I am, who I am, and what I am.
With love as my companion, because Baba is love, and so with him by my side, we become just one love. And I see myself with his vision now. He sees me as his dearest child. His worthiest partner. And his closest beloved.
He has taught me to see myself in that way. Rising above my old ways of feeling and being. He says, use my eyes to see yourself. Use my ears to hear the truth about yourself. Use my voice to describe yourself. The most beautiful being. Sitting next to God. And so as a being of love, I sit right next to you. The supremest love of all. Surrendered. To being. The greatest love too.
Can I love someone that I already rejected? At a very young age? When I saw what was done in the name of God, I almost felt betrayed. I couldn't even accept his existence. And I rejected him. Maybe I thought I could do it all on my own. And of course, I knew deep within that he was the one I was searching for. That he was the source. But I couldn't see him. Couldn't find him. Until one day, I was told he was here. I was told he was speaking. I was told that he came to change the world and to be with us. I still remember, as if my heart was suddenly in fire. It was beautiful, and yet, was it true love? Did I really recognize the magnitude of the soul? I wondered if I was going back to my regular worship and praising and singing. Was it really him? But I saw him. He looked at me. It was incredible. As if he had been always looking at me forever. It was so powerful. Just the eyes. And I knew that my love story had taken a big turnaround. I wanted to be with him alone. I wanted to make him my world. I told him, I will make you my world. And yet again and again, the mind ran away, forgot. I wondered, how can I stay merged in love with the ocean of love?
See you, but I can feel you. And you feel so kind, so gentle. The light of your love touches me and softens me. It's like it melts away everything that I'm not. And then all that's left is this pure light that I am. And I realize what is really done in the name of God when I hold you, this one. Who is so soft, so pure, so non-violent. When I hold you, then I become you. In my whole life, just becomes one that radiates who you are. And there's no need for my head to think, is this right? Is this really you? Because my heart has felt. Not just the beauty of God, but the beauty of the godlike me. And all questions finish. I am found. I am. In love.
And yes, I can hear that sound of love now. I know where it comes from. And I'm hearing that sound telling me what it is when you emerge in that love. And I know I just have to make a move, almost like walking in a fire. Is love an act of faith? Is love what you get with the wings of courage? Is love what it takes to go beyond all limitations? So after searching and seeking, I know there's only one source of love. And now I'd like to go to that love through the eyes of the soul, following the light. And by accepting his love, by offering him my love, by making him my life, by giving him my love, I finally discovered that love is not just love. I can see now that love is freedom. His love and His love alone is freedom. And that His love is the strength of the hearts that can purify the hearts. His love takes me in another world, in His world. So yes, love is freedom. And by staying in His love, I realize that I've always been free. There was nothing to keep me away from Him except myself. He was always there for me, and He will always be.
So in this moment, I have the courage to let go of who I thought was me. And just fly completely free. Combined with the One Greatest Love. And let me spend some time now in this highest state of pure love. Being the whole world an experience of what love is. Let this combined love of me and Baba fill the spaces of emptiness in the hearts of souls throughout the whole world. Let our love allow the whole of humanity to remember the embrace of God. The safety, the freedom, and the purity of the light of God. Let me be a channel of your love, an instrument so angelic.